We're doing the Medrash, we're in Pirkei d'Eliezer. We're up to the 46th chapter. And the Medrash continues, Yom Shenitena Torah, on the day that the Torah was given, Amal Samuel Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's this angel called Samuel. Sam means the erasure of El, erasing. He tries to erase. His job is to make people feel like Hashem is not present in the world, otherwise known as the Satan. He said before God, Ribono shel Olam, Master of the World, Al kol harshayim natata li rishut, v'al ha-tzadikim enatan ten li rishut. You gave me dominion over all the wicked, you don't give me dominion over the righteous? I get the wicked to do everything they do wrong. What about the righteous? Amar lo harei yesh lecha rishut aleihem b'yom ha-kippurim, im yesh lehem chet, v'im lav en lecha aleihem rishut. Hashem said to him, okay, you could touch the righteous on Yom Kippur if you find them with sin. But if not, you have no control over them. Lefichach notenin lo shochad b'yom ha-kippurim. That's why we give this bribe, so to speak, on Yom Kippur, the sa'ir la'azazel, shelo levatel korban shel Yisrael, so that to keep him busy with something else, he shouldn't annul, he shouldn't get in the way of our sacrifice. You understand this is a Kabbalistic concept. None of this makes any sense. It makes sense, but not on the simple level. Hashem says, make a lot, one for me, and one for Azazel. What's that talking about? Our offering to Hashem is the Ola, the head sacrifice, and the lot for Azazel is the goat of sin, Seir Chatat. All of Israel's sins go out in that goat, so to speak. The Pasuk says, the goat carries all their sins. So now, he comes on Yom Kippur, and Hashem says, okay, I told you which day of the year you could check them, and on that day Hashem forgives us. So now he comes to God, and he says, hey, I found them to be so clean. So then he too comes and says to Hashem on Yom Kippur, you have one nation down there, that's like the angels in heaven. Just like the angels in heaven, they don't have knees, they don't have joints. So to Israel, Omdin al raglem b'yom kippurim. Look at them, they're standing on Yom Kippur in prayer, and it's as though they have no joints in their feet are like straight as they stand in Yom Kippur. So this is a source for the custom that some people have on Yom Kippur, that they stay standing all of davening. There are those that have that custom. And the idea is, look, the Jews don't bend their knees, they don't sit down, they spend all Yom Kippur standing like their feet are straight. So once upon a time, people were stronger. We're not on that level. For us to stand all of Yom Kippur, people would faint. Most people can't handle that. So another interpretation is that most of Israel were standing in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur, and you couldn't sit in the Beis HaMikdash. So people would actually stand almost all day on Yom Kippur because they came to be in attendance for the sacrifices. The Smag asks, it seems that there were people sitting, and the Talmud tells us that Shmuel was sitting, that when there were certain parts of the prayer, Shmuel would stand up. So if you have Amoraim who sat on Yom Kippur, it doesn't seem like it's so important to stay standing all of Yom Kippur. So there's room to be lenient, there's room for the custom. So Samuel comes and says, wow, you have a people that are just like angels. The angels don't eat and drink. I saw the people of Israel, they don't eat or drink on Yom Kippur either. And just like the angels are clean of all sin, so to Israel, I checked them today and they're all clean. Just like the angels have peace between them, so too the people of Israel have peace between them. So this is a basis for our custom. Our sages told us that Yom Kippur does not give atonement for sins between man and his fellow man unless he asks him for forgiveness. So we have a custom that on Erev Yom Kippur, we all ask our fellow man for forgiveness. So that when Samuel checks us, he sees, hey, there's peace between them. And maybe this is part of the allusion for the custom that we have on Erev Yom Kippur, that we, how do we begin just before Yom Kippur settles in? Anu matirim nitpalel im ha'avaryanim. We say, today we annul all bans, and even if the public had a reason to ban someone for coming to prayer, today we let everyone come in, even those wanton sinners. Today they're all joining us, we're all unified in prayer. That's how we begin just before Yom Kippur. Yeah, that's what we say. That's what we say. The halachic implications, each one should ask his local Orthodox rabbi. But technically, that's what we say, yes. Ask him, yeah. So,
Yom Kippur is a celebration, let's say, of a different level. It's an event of higher level. It has to do with the life of everyone. It's neither national or something about to remember. It's about what's going on in the end.
Okay, interesting. Ma malcha sharet shalom, we saw that. V'akadosh baruch hu shomea tiratan shel Yisrael min hakategor shelem. Hashem sees that even the one who's supposed to be the prosecutor is speaking on our behalf. So our prayers are accepted. And then Hashem forgives everyone. Hashem forgives the altar, the Kohanim, the nation, everyone. So on that first Yom Kippur, when Hashem forgave us, Moshe said, okay, so today I'm going to ask Hashem to see His honor. What was Moshe saying? When Hashem wanted to show him in our parsha His honor, Moshe says, I can't look. But the idea here was Moshe wanted to ask on behalf of Am Yisrael. So, as we will see in a minute, He says, if I can attain that level, so then I will attain a greater atonement for Israel. So Moshe says, please, Hashem, show me your honor. You can't see my honor. I don't want you to die. You can't stay living and see that much. But Hashem says, I promised you, and I let you know my name. Hashem says, Hashem says, okay, that level of connection I've given you, whatever that means, and I will also do what you asked, give them that level of forgiveness. You said you'll attain it through getting closer to me, understanding me better, and asking for forgiveness. I'll give you the forgiveness without your understanding better. Amod bepetach ha-me'ara. What you can do is stand at the entrance to the cave. Vani avir lefanecha et ha-malachim ha-mshotim lefanai. And I will pass before you the servants, the angels that serve before me, shneimar v'yomer ani avir kol tuvi al panecha. That's what the verse says. Uchshata shomet Hashem shodati lecha, and when you hear them saying the name that I revealed to you, my name, sham ani omed lefanecha, then you'll know that I'm standing there before you. V'amod bechochacha v'al tefached. Stand with your strength. Don't be scared. Shneimar v'chanoti et asher achon v'richamti et asher arachem. As the verse says, I will have compassion. I will have mercy. Amu malached. The angels said before Hashem, we serve you day and night and we can't see your honor. And he, a man that's born of a woman, he wants to see your honor. And so the angels got angry at Moshe, and Moshe became on the verge of death. His soul came to the verge of death. So the angels are attacking him, and they decided to scare him. They say, he wants to see your honor, let us scare him. He won't be able to stand up to us. So what Hashem did was Hashem appeared over him with a cloud to protect him, so to speak, and that's what it says that Hine Hashem Nitzav Alav, Hashem appeared like a person who's waving before his son to shoo away the flies or whatever it is. So to Hashem appeared over Moshe to protect him. Shneimar v'yerid Hashem ba'anan. That's what it says. Hashem came down with a cloud. V'zo yerida shvi'it. That's the seventh time God descended. Remember, the Medrash is enumerating the 10 times Hashem came down. So the seventh time is over Moshe. V'sikech alav HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chaf yado shelo yamut. And Hashem covered him, so to speak, with the palm of his hand so he doesn't die. And maybe that's what we say, be'evrato yasech lach v'tachat kenafav techese. Evrato yasech lach v'tachat kenafav techese. We say it every night in our bedtime Shema. And that's supposed to be the chapter that protects one from angels and demons and all kinds of harm at night. So Chazal tell us, who said that? Moshe Rabbeinu said that, right? Yoshev b'Seter Elyon, Moshe Rabbeinu said. It's part of Tefillah LeMoshe. It's part of Moshe's prayer. So maybe that's what Moshe was referring to, that Hashem will place his wing over you, so to speak. That's what Moshe himself experienced on Sinai. Sheneimar v'ya ba'avor kvodi v'santicha benikrat tatzur v'sakoti chapi. That's what the verse says. Hashem says, my honor will pass over you. I'll put you in the crevice of the rock and I'll cover you with the palm of my hand. Uchshavar. And then when Hashem passed, Tesir HaKadosh Baruch Hu utkaf yado ma'alav. Hashem removed, so to speak, the palm of his hand from upon him. V'ra'a chorei ha'shechina. And then Moshe could see the back of the Shechina, whatever that means. There's no front or back. Shnema v'asiruti itkapi v'reit et achorai. Hitchil Moshe tzoek bekol gadol v'amar. Moshe started yelling and he said, Hashem, Hashem, kel rachum v'chanun. Amar Moshe lefanav. What was Moshe doing? The whole point, Moshe said, I want to come close to you. The idea of revealing, the idea of what Moshe wanted was to understand better, to become closer to Hashem. And when he's closer, so he'll be able to pray on behalf of Am Yisrael. And that's what he did. Amar Moshe lefanav slachna la'avonotem shel Yisrael. So Moshe says, Hashem, please forgive their sins. Al ma'aseh egel, I want forgiveness for the golden calf. Ve'ilu amar Moshe slachna la'avonotem shel Yisrael ad sof kol adrot haya oseh ken. If Moshe would have said, I want forgiveness forever for everything they're going to do wrong at that moment, he could have attained it. Lefi shehaya shat ratzon. It was a time of goodwill. V'chen hu omer be'et ratzon aniticha. Hashem says, there are times when I'm giving you what you want. But all he asked for was forgiveness for the sin of the golden calf. Hashem said, fine, I've done what you've asked for, I've forgiven as you said. And that's a very powerful line. Ordinarily we assume it means Hashem said, I've forgiven as you've said, you asked, I gave it. Chazal say no, Hashem was telling him, you could have asked for more. I've forgiven as you said. And you could have said more. Okay.